are there procedures now within the scope of hospital medicine that you think would be better performed by someone else in a hospital environment? And conversely, are there other procedures that should be more within the scope of hospital medicine that aren't?
There really are actually a couple of answers, because one, if you look at what the American Board of Internal Medicine has decided upon as of July 2007 with their recommendations regarding residents within an internal medicine residency program, it says that they have to understand the indications, the complications, management of complications, and all of the other aspects with regard to a variety of procedures, including paracentesis, arthrocentesis, thoracentesis, lumbar punctures, central lines, arterial line placements, and many others. But they only state within those guidelines from the ABIM that residents have to be proficient at performing peripheral vascular access, starting a peripheral IV, drawing arterial blood gas samples, and the ACLS, and performing a pap smear. With regard to all of the other procedures that are often done within hospital medicine, like we mentioned, all the different syntheses and central line placements and arterial catheterization, those procedures aren't mandated anymore. So if you have people going through programs that are not required to do a lot of training in that area, then the thoughts about doing these procedures once they have gone into practice may not be a part of what they do or even need to do, especially as many hospitals have procedure services, whether or not they're separate, distinct services, or if they're a part of the interventional radiology programs, or if the surgical teams or anesthesia teams or emergency medicine teams are assisting with the various different types of procedures that are being done. If there are procedure services, they may be very well a separate entity, but still a part of the hospitalist group at that individual hospital, such as the way they are here at Hopkins. So you can have people that are going through an internal medicine program and maybe going into specifically hospitalist medicine that may be very comfortable and well-trained and very interested in doing procedures as a part of that, or you may have groups that have sort of separated out to a separate entity. Mm-hmm. So I think that it really has become very individualized. And if somebody is going to be doing procedures, you want somebody who is doing them routinely. We don't want people doing procedures that are just sort of trying to get them squeezed in the day while they're trying to do admissions and the active management of their patients and working with the consultants and trying to set up for discharge and then trying to do all the other numerous items as part of the active patient management within a hospital service, and then trying to figure out how to get an urgent central line placed or a diagnostic paracentesis that needs to be done and may wind up waiting till very much later in the day or something else just because of the way the schedule is. If you can have people that even within a program, maybe for that block of time, they're not involved in the day-to-day active management other than the procedures, and then people are rotating, that would be even another way to do this. But we don't want people doing procedures if they're not actively able to maintain their skills as well as to keep up with what the current trends and evidence-based medicine is showing. We're learning things all the time about doing procedures. It's not as it used to be. Many times back in what people describe as the old days, people did internal jugular central line placements by the landmark or anatomic method. We have found that doing that under real-time point-of-care ultrasound guidance is much safer for patients. And many institutions have almost stopped completely, or even the term outlawed somebody's used once, with regard to performing that procedure without the use of ultrasound. It cannot be done using landmarks. So landmarks can still be done for femoral central lines or maybe a subclavian central line at some institutions, but they've said no more doing internal jugulars because they found that the complications and the risks were definitely not outweighed by the benefits. So there was no reason to do it in those instances.
So in other words, it really has to do with, you know, what's the caseload, what's the availability of ultrasound, what is the availability of other departments such as, for example, interventional radiology that might be able to step in and take some of the load. So it's really no one-size-fits-all solution.
Very true. And it also depends upon looking whether you're an academic center with resident training programs or if you're at a non-academic institution. So if you're not in an academic institution and there is enough of a number of cases for somebody to maintain their proficiency, you know, we often talk about maintenance of certification, but we also want maintenance of competencies and proficiencies. We want people to be good at what they're doing here so the complication rates are much less. Well, if there's enough numbers out there to keep a group or a provider able to do those procedures, then that's great. But if they're at a large academic center or even a smaller academic center and there aren't really enough to even get the resident trainees what they need, as well as the individual who's going to be supervising the trainees in these procedures, that is often harder. So you want to look at it from the training perspective. Is there going to be enough numbers out there to make this something that is going to work for them?
Right.
And then how is the training program set up? If you want to do procedures, but they don't want to be really necessarily a part of it, well, that's fine. Or if it's vice versa, that's more complex. So they want the residents to be trained, but maybe the attendings are not as comfortable. And so now you have a bit of a conundrum on how to get that in better line with itself. And that's a lot of things that programs are sort of having to battle with right now.